You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Hey folks, this is Sam Levin and John Nemo at Macworld Expo. Actually, it's Macworld iWorld Expo 2012, San Francisco. And we're here with Neil Barham of Cinegenics, right?
Yeah, Cinegenics.
Cinegenics. And Neil has created a very, very cool video app called Filmic Pro and also Filmic Plus.
Yeah, we have a freemium introductory version called Filmic Plus, which you can modularly build however you want. And then Filmic Pro is our top-of-the-line flagship, which has everything that we do in it.
Right. On that note, what does Filmic Pro do?
It shoots in 24 frames a second, actually shoots anywhere from 1 to 25 frames a second, plus 30 frames a second. It gives you full manual control over focus and exposure, white balance, all lockable. You can select up to 4 resolutions. If you're on the iPhone 4S, you can choose 4 encoding rates. You can choose uncompressed audio. You can shoot Super 35.
So all these things, I mean, people are going to say, well, I have filming capabilities already, so why do I need Filmic Pro? It's because it can do all of those settings that the normal movie-making mode cannot do, correct?
Right. It basically tries to give you as much control and functionality as a $3,000 three-chip video camera would, but on a $200 iPhone and for a $3 price point.
Awesome.
Do you need any special lenses or any other special add-ons to make it work?
You certainly don't. It can work with the native camera just fine. If you want to use either an Olic clip or an M-Cam with their screw-in adapters, actually we even think the Schneider glass is one step above that, those all work. And if you want to get really adventurous and shoot with the InCinema adapter and then get to use any 35mm glass, prime lenses, telephoto, zooms, what have you, we support that, and you need the 35mm image flip that our app has and only one of our competitors does.
Is it professional, or can an amateur person who's new to video learn how to use it?
It's probably in between, actually. We want it geared towards the high-end video user and professionals. But basically, we think that as the technology for mobile video recording gets more ubiquitous, people are going to migrate upwards and realize that they can do interesting, cool stuff.
Terrific. Is it also an editor, or is it only a content creation app?
At this point in time, it's only a front-end video camera solution, though it's often mislabeled as an editor. When we come out with the launch of 3.0, we'll have a slew of clip manipulation features in it.
I've actually used it for the last week or week and a half. I got it a long time ago, but the guys at ALM who makes M-Cam said, Sam, you got to try this out. And I said, I have it. So I loaded it up, started using it. It exports to your camera roll, and then you can import that into iMovie if you want to use it into iMovie. And it's really, really well done.
Do users need to have a 64 gigabyte, the highest capacity of iOS device, to do this, because the file sizes are going to be pretty humongous?
That's actually a great question. One of the things that we do, like if you're on the 4S and you want to shoot in 720p instead of 1080p, you're ultimately going to be able to get 2.5 times as much mileage out of your storage as you would if you were shooting in 1080. But 64 gigs is better than 32, is better than 16, so I say spend the money up front. You'll be glad that you did.
All right. Speaking about money, how much is Filmic Pro?
$299.
$2.99.
And then you have
a free, a light version, Filmic Plus?
That's correct, yep. And then Filmic Plus has 4 99-cent in-app purchases, and you can pick and choose what you want to add to it.
Wow. It's a killer deal.
Wow.
For prosumer level video taking on an iPhone.
Right, and it won't actually be $299 for much longer. When we come out with the 3.0 launch with all of the edit filter functionality, the price is going to go up.
If somebody has an iPad 2 with a camera, does it work equivalently well on that?
No, but that's actually not our fault. But it's downloadable on the iPod Touch and the iPad 2, but the iPad 2 and iPod Touch camera are junk compared to the 4S. They don't have any focus mechanism within the camera, and they don't have a torch, so our like full-time torch functionality doesn't work either.
Really get it for the iPhone. I mean, I've used it in other ones as well, but the iPhone 4 and 4S, I have it on. It works great.
Right, yeah, those are the two. And the iPad 3 is coming out very soon, and that's supposed to have an improved camera, and we hope it has the same features as the 4S.
Out, but we really don't know. But anyway.
Right.
All right, so how do you get it? Where do you find it?
Right on the App Store. You know, look for it by name or go into Top Grossing. It's always in the top 100 there, so you can find it.
Spell it.
Oh, FilmIc Pro. Or,
two words?
Two words.
Filmic Pro.
Great.
Right. Well, thanks a lot, Neil.
Oh, it's been a pleasure chatting with you both.
All right, we'll see you soon.
On Wednesday, the 26th of January, 2012, here at Moscone West at the Macworld Expo, there's a very interesting booth. I think it's called Notion, N-O-T-I-O-N, Notion Music. And who are you?
I'm Jim Boynott, President and CEO of Notion Music.
Nice to meet you. Your first name?
Jim.
Jim. Where are you located, Jim?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. And what is Notion Music?
Notion started a few years ago. It's the notations and the sounds of the London Symphony Orchestra recorded at Abbey Road Studios. We take the ability to insert notation, give it realistic playback with samples.
And once you've made all those samples from the different instruments from the London Symphony Orchestra, how can the user use it, and what pieces of Apple hardware can they use it on?
Well, pretty much everything with Apple right now, except for iPhone, which is coming soon. You know, all the desktop computers as well as iPad. We just released iPad last month, so it does the same thing the desktop was, is where a user can take their notation, compose music, import music in, arrange it, compose it, of course, and then play it back here in realistic playback. They can also do an iPad now. They can compose and arrange on iPad, import music from Notion or other files, and play it back as well.
Now, presumably you use a MIDI keyboard on the Macintosh version. Can you also use a MIDI keyboard or some external input device on the iPad?
Currently, we have a built-in keyboard on the iPad, but within a month, we're going to have the ability to use a MIDI keyboard along with an iPad to enter music as well.
That's terrific. Tell us what the names of the products are and how much they cost.
Notion, for the desktop, is on version 3, so it's Notion 3. It's a street price of $199. For iPad, it's just Notion. You can find it in the App Store for $14.99.
So if somebody's interested, for $15, they can get started and see if they like it or not. Now, do you already need to be able to be a composer? Do you need to be able to write music, or can you figure it up as you go along?
I've always felt you can figure it out as you go along, because really the nice thing about it is you put music in, it doesn't sound the way you want to, you simply move notes up and down, change things around, you can tell by the results, you know, test and try and see what it sounds like, and you can, it's a great way of learning how to compose.
Is there a manual? How can people learn how to use it since it's so powerful?
There is a manual, with the desktop version is a manual and the help file in the iPad version.
And if somebody needs help, can they call you up, or do you have online support? Because when you're in the middle of creating something and it's 3 in the morning, help, what do I do?
We have both phone and online support from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
And what's your website?
Notionmusic.com.
Very good. So we met Jim. He's the president and CEO of Notion Music, and we certainly want to see if we can learn more about your music notation and creation software. Thank you for joining us here on the App Minute podcast.
Thank you very much.
Hello, folks. This is Sam Levin here at Macworld Expo 2012. I'm with Kyle Weens of iFixit. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, so I just met you here in the media room, and I saw you guys are doing a bunch of modding for Macs and iPhones, and particularly the iPhones. But why don't you tell our listeners, what is iFixit?
We teach people how to fix things. We have free online repair manuals for everything from early like PowerBooks all the way up to iPhone, MacBook Pro, iPad. So we have free step-by-step instructions that teach you how to upgrade, repair, and mod your own stuff.
So are these videos online that people can follow?
There's step-by-step photo instructions. So when you're looking at a YouTube video, you have to constantly pause and restart. It's step-by-step photos that show you clearly with great detail every step of what you're going to do. And then we have videos that give you an overview of the process to let you know what you're in for.
So they're videos that people can view online, and they buy their mod kits directly from you.
Yeah, so we sell parts and tools. So let's say that you have a MacBook with a cracked screen that you need to repair. We'll sell you a replacement LCD, and then all of the instructions are free.
So how long have you guys been doing this?
We've been doing it since about 2003. And we're about the biggest Apple parts company out there selling, you know, replacement screens and rear glass for the iPhones and you know, new keyboards for Macs. We sell pretty much every service part or upgrade you would need for any Mac. Or
right, so I just chipped my iPhone 4 here so I could get a replacement bevel, or what is that called?
So the way that Apple designed the iPhone 4 is they glued the front glass to the LCD. Okay. So you can't just replace the front.
That means I'm screwed.
You can do it, but it's kind of expensive. So if you like shattered the screen or the LCD, then you'd want to spend the $100, or I think it's about $150 to get a new.
I'm okay.
You're fine.
All right.
Now, right. But I can tell you, let's say that you broke the back glass, which actually happens more often. You can do that yourself. We sell a replacement rear panel for $30.
Awesome. And actually, we're going to install their cool, clear back plastic, is it?
No, this is glass.
It's glass. After we conclude this little interview. Now, how do people find out about you and buy all of your cool mod products? Where do they go to?
So you can find us at ifixit.com. The step-by-step instructions are all free on the website. We also have a free app that has all the instructions and easy to browse on your phone or iPad.
I am downloading it as we speak. Well, listen, thanks a lot. Have a great show, and I can't wait to buy some parts and mod out my iPhone.
You're going to have the coolest iPhone on the block.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye.
This is John Nemo with App Minute, and we are in a conference room in the Media Center at the Macworld iWorld 2012 Expo. We have a guest, and his name is?
Hong Bui.
Can you spell that for us, please?
Hong, H-O-N-G, Bui, B-U-I.
And what is the name of your product, please, Hong?
The name of products and the same name as the company, Polkast, P-O-L-K-A-S-T.
Is there a website, polkast.com?
Yes, there's a website, polkast.com.
Does this software, it's software, correct?
It's a software and service.
And does the software work on the Mac and a PC, or is it Mac only?
It works on Mac and PC and Android and iOS system.
So basically everywhere.
Yes. And we also have some version of Linux floating around with our partners.
Very good. Now, I understand it allows you to share or distribute or have access to content not locally, but anywhere. So just give us a brief summary of what that means in real terms.
So so everyone talk about the cloud. So we take a next step. We allow everything the consumer ability to build their own cloud within 2 minutes. So once you install podcast software on your computer, you can get access to all the content on your computer, hundreds of gigabytes of information from any mobile device you have from anywhere.
Now, I have a product from Seagate, I think it's called the Seagate Satellite or something like that, that allows me to use their Seagate software. Is this even better than that?
Well, depending on what version of Seagate drive you have available, currently Seagate is potentially will be one of our partners. We haven't announced that yet, but they are demoing our product.
I won't tell.
So basically, but however, Seagate and Verizon demoed the next generation of their product and have podcasts embedded into it. So what it does is extend the use case, because currently the Seagate drive only work within the vicinity of the devices and the mobile. But now with podcasts, potentially you can use the content on that drive from anywhere in the world, or from across the room, and either through the Wi-Fi network or to your cellular network.
So if I have a really important couple of pictures that I'm presenting to a client or a student or a family member, and they're on my computer, and I run into that person at Starbucks, how do I use Polkast to have access to that on my iOS device, even though the original content is not on that portable device and it's only on the computer back at the home or the office?
Well, those are kind of magic. We have been building it for the last couple of years. So basically, all you have to do is launch a Polkast applications, and you look for the documents. Because Polkast allow you to see all your content on your computer, so you can search for the document you want, and you retrieve and we fetch immediately toward your device and ready for you to use.
Do you have a server farm the size of Haleakalau volcano where you keep all this stuff? How does it live? Where does it go?
So actually, that's a part of it's wonderful, because all your content is on your PC. So you don't need to upload the content to anywhere before you can use it. We just turn the PC into your personal cloud. So at any given time, Podcast would do to facilitate the content from your PC to your mobile devices, or from your mobile device to your PC. So at any given time, the content podcast never touched those content other than build internal between the two devices.
Does Apple have any arguments with what you're doing? Because you're kind of stepping on iCloud with a size 72 boot.
Well, we hope they would like us because I think we'll be complementary to the iCloud solution. I think the iCloud is very good for seeing your calendar that you and I would probably use and the contact and allow us to get access to 5 gigabyte of photos. But if you want to go beyond that, podcast allows you to get access to all your content in your computer. It could be 100 gigabyte or terabyte of information. So we fill the gap when you get past 5 gigabyte storage. And another thing is we also not only that you don't have to put your content up into the cloud, we connect directly. That means the content utilize the Wi-Fi bandwidth. So that go up to 10 times or 20 times faster. That's why there's an article come out this morning about podcasts. It says podcasts, your personal cloud is just wicked fast.
And how do people obtain it?
You can go to our website to download our podcast software right now for free on Mac and PC. And you can go to the App Store or Android Store, and we work across Windows, Mac, Android, and iOS platform.
When are you going to start charging, and how much is it going to cost?
It's right now for free. And it's continued to be for free as long as you install on a single PC, and you can use with as many mobile devices that you want. And then once you start to install podcasts into a multiple PC, that's when we start to charge you the premium version of our product, and that kind of costs $49.95.
For how many units?
Unlimited.
So basically $50, unlimited.
Yep.
That's where the money is.
Yep. So you have, if you have 5 PC at home, you want to use it, you install on your 5 PC as long as you have a single account associated with those 5 PC, it's free.
And is it safe to say that your business plan depends on the fact that people have multiple units as opposed to everybody just having one like they did 15 years ago? Because otherwise you'd be broke very fast.
That's right. And we feel that people are going to have multiple PC, one for your home PC and one for work PC, and you want to get access to those content. And very likely people would pay for such solution. But also that, but for business user, then we would charge them right out the gate.
Very good. So once again, this is our introduction to the software and to the CEO of the company. So we're going to have you spell the name of the company on the website. And then at that point, we'll ask our listeners to @minute to let us know of their experience with Podcast, because I'm sure you're always wanting to find out ways to make it better.
Yes. And the name of the company is Podcast, Polkast.com.
That's it. Thank you very much. I can't wait to go home and start using it.
Thanks so much for having me here today. Thank
you. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to @minute, everybody.
Hey, folks, this is Sam Levin with a new edition of @minute. I'm here at Macworld iWorld 2012 with Kyle from LifeProof. Kyle, what do you do and who are you?
Absolutely. So I'm Kyle. I'm Director of Marketing for LifeProof, and we're a company that creates cases for smartphones that make them waterproof, shockproof, dirtproof, snowproof, all in a very convenient and sleek and slim design. So there's no trade-offs really between the protection, the functionality, the aesthetics or beauty. It's all in one design. So wherever you go, this phone can go. You can go surfing, you can go snorkeling, text in the shower, watch a movie in the bathtub. Literally wherever you want to go, your phone or your technology can go with you.
So this is an iPhone case, and it works with iPhone 4 and 4S, and it's completely waterproof up to how many feet?
Absolutely. So we've depth rated to extreme depths, but we say 2 meters. So, that's good enough for some free diving. It's also been drop tested to 2 meters as well. So it's completely IP68 rated and mil-spec as well.
All right, so it looks very, very thin. I mean, some of the other cases that we've reviewed and looked at are similar as far as they're waterproof, but they're much bigger. So how did you get this down to such a thin form factor?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're all about creating something beautiful. When we got into this, we said there cannot be any trade-offs between the functionality or the beauty of it with the protection. We spent over 2 years and over $2 million coming with this design, and really it's almost like saying we created the most beautiful stiletto, but it's also the best running shoe. It's a weird concept, but now, you know, you don't have to have any trade-offs between the convenience or the functionality to have this much protection in this design.
All right, so my next question, I know you're waiting for me to ask this, is iPad. Mm-hmm. I want to see this with the same protection on iPad. Are you creating one for it?
Absolutely. So we're planning on releasing an iPad out there. Everything that we create will still have the same LifeProof mantra, which is about protection, complete mobile freedom in a design that's very sleek and beautiful and full functionality. But we believe that this will be a great opportunity because, you know, it brings new opportunity for tablet PCs and new verticals such as education, military, you know, anything like that.
All right, so how much is the LifeProof case? How much and where do you find it?
Yeah, so it's $79.99. You can find us at lifeproof.com, or you can find us in all Best Buys in the United States also for $79.99.
Excellent. I can't wait to use that as well as the iPad. Any news on when the iPad version is coming, or is that to be announced?
That's to be announced.
All right. Well, I knew that was coming too. Thanks, Kyle, for joining us at Macworld iWorld 2012.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Vicki Stokes at Macworld iWorld, January 26, 2012, for App Minute. And I'm with...
Don Lee. I'm the founder and CEO of Nomad Brush. And we make a paintbrush stylus that feels just like a real paintbrush for the iPad.
Yeah, and that's geared to use toward your different apps. And what are those apps?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of painting apps, as you know, for the iPad and iPhone. Mm-hmm. A few of the ones that we like are ArtRage, Art Studio, Procreate, you know, the brushes, mm-hmm. ZenBrush. So there's a whole suite of painting and drawing apps that are available. Some are free, some are a few dollars. But it really allows you to paint on the go and have a portable canvas at your fingertips.
Yeah, and this is for the iPhone, the iPad.
iPhone, iPad. There's some Android apps out there that do have the painting and drawing apps. Mm-hmm. I know that the Kindle Fire also mm-hmm. now offer the Autodesk product, which is... Sketchbook Pro
yes.
is now available on the Kindle Fire, which is
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know that ArtRage also is on the Mac platform.
That's right.
So how are you creating? Is there some kind of input device you need, or?
I believe you can transfer the art you create on the iPad mm-hmm. ArtRage into your ArtRage on your Mac or PC
mm-hmm.
to work out a higher level of detail.
Mm-hmm.
So there is definitely that interface you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly the benefit of having it on the iPad is the portability. Because right now you have this virtual canvas you can bring to museums, you can bring to your local coffee shop, which you know the PC and Mac doesn't afford that portability. So
you can, on the iPad and iPhone, you can use your finger or...
Yes, you can, for all these apps, you can use your finger. You can use styluses, obviously, but mm-hmm. we prefer, obviously, you can use our brush. So mm-hmm. it really gives you that painterly, free-flowing feeling of painting on a digital canvas.
More control.
Exactly.
And then the applications also have the ability to adjust the amount of
right.
paint and texture. And
most apps available do, you control the texture, the paint color, the brush widths are all done through the app itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very versatile. And depending on the app, it just sort of gives you that fluid motions of painting.
Yeah, is there a long learning curve for how you actually use the different palettes or?
Sure, not really. I think there, you know, some apps, I'm sure have a slightly higher learning curve. There are mm-hmm. apps that are just, you know, you paint and go. You install it and you can just start painting,
mm-hmm.
which I think is the benefit of the iPad interface, is
mm-hmm.
that you really can just pick it up. Anyone can just pick it up and just start painting, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be a painter. I think really what it offers to sort of your average, you know, doodler at home, you can really just pick it up and do it. So I think that's the great advantage of the iPad.
Thank you so much, Don. This is Vicki Stokes closing for App Minute of Macworld iWorld 2012. This is Vicki Stokes at Macworld iWorld January 26, 2012, interviewing Kwan Lee with Mike W. Hi.
Hi. We are making a special microphone for iPhone and iPad.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting with our measurement microphone,
mm-hmm.
which is IEC standard class 2 measurement microphone.
Okay.
So you can turn iPhone into a professional sound analyzer.
Okay.
So you can measure the sound pressure level or do the fitness analysis.
Okay.
Also, we have two cardio microphone,
mm-hmm.
which you can convert your iPad, iPhone into a recording studio. They can record their voice, guitar, or music instruments.
Okay.
Also, we have a small lavalier microphone, which you can clip to your clothes and then make it a video shoot, and also make the recording or meetings. So this is very convenient for people who use an iPhone to improve their audio quality.
So the iPhone clip to your lapel?
No, that's the microphone clip to your shirt.
Oh yeah, wow, it's really small.
Yeah, and then this connect to the iPhone.
Okay, so you can have it in your pocket or whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
And you can walk around.
Yeah, walk around recording.
And how good is that in terms of, it's just for the speaker? It's not very good to record another people?
We have a solution with two lavalier, one for the recorder, one for the speakers.
Okay, so we choose. Okay.
Yeah, you can have a conversation.
Yeah, so it'll be just like a one-on-one interview. It wouldn't be very good for like walking around in a big conference or anything.
Walk around, no. That's, you have the, we have another version will come out with a shotgun.
Okay.
So you can walk around.
Right. And we're using this product right now for this interview. And what is this one?
This is I-266. Yeah, this is our
266.
Cardio recording microphone.
And it connects directly into the iPhone?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, direct connect to the iPhone. It's very small. You can put it in the pocket.
It only works on the iPhone and the iPad. You wouldn't put it on a laptop or anything.
You can put it in the laptop.
Okay.
Or can be Android mobile phone.
Okay. So how far away can it pick up sound?
It's about like 1.5 meters you can pick up the sound.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
We successfully recorded our first podcast with this. And this is the second one. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This is Vicky Stokes signing off for App Minute at Macworld iWorld 2012.
Hey folks, this is Sam Levin at App Minute with Macworld iWorld 2012 on the show floor with a very cool company. Now, who is this company and who are you?
I'm Kenny. We're Q-matics. We are a full-service accessory company, and we're exhibiting most of our Apple products at the show. This being one of them, this is our portfolio with removable keyboard for the Apple iPad 2.
It looks really well made. I just love the stitching. So tell me, there are many companies that make a keyboard folio. What's so unique about this? Why should we take note?
Okay, well, what's unique about our folio is our keypad is removable.
How many are you?
Which gives you a lot
Bluetooth.
More. Pardon me?
It's Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, and it's removable, so it gives you a lot more flexibility. Some people may want to have it on their lap. Some people want to go. What we notice is a lot of business people that use their iPad for presentations, and they're in the back of the room controlling the presentation. Well, having our Bluetooth keyboard allows them to stand in the back of the room and control their iPad that may be hooked up to a television or what have you, and do the work.
Nice.
We've also give you a polycarbonate keyboard. A lot of our competitors use the silicone keys, which really don't type very well. We've also beveled the keys. We've really tried to give you as much of a notebook feel as you could possibly have with it.
And this is magnetic, right?
It is magnetic.
I love that. It just comes off easily.
Yep.
Feel that.
And it looks like it's really well made. Where do you design? Did you design this here?
We design it. They're built in our factories in China. But we are a true manufacturer, so these are our designs, everything. It's nothing is public. It's all Q-matics proprietary designs and so forth.
So it's a folio that holds an iPad 2, or will it support iPad 1?
It'll hold an iPad 2. The iPad 1's a little bit thicker, so it will not fit in here properly.
And how much is it?
Retail is $149.95.
And how can someone buy it?
Someone can buy it at, we have it at Micro Center, Fry's Electronics, Costco.com offers it at a very aggressive price right now. And you can obviously go to our website and buy it direct.
Folks, it looks really well made. Now, I haven't used it. I'm going to bend his arm to get a review unit, but I've used so many, and this looks really well made. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hi, everyone. It's Guy from the MyMac.com podcast, and I'm here to tell you about the show. I wish Gaz was here, but apparently he's too busy, so...
Hey, hold on a minute. I'm right here. What are you going on about?
Well, I was about to cut a promo, but you always seem busy doing other things.
Okay, now you've cheesed me off, so I'm turning you into a chipmunk.
Sure, like you have the power to do that.
Whoa! What did you just do to me?
Like I said, I turned you into a chipmunk. Now be quiet while I do the promo.
Why do I have a sudden craving for lettuce?
The MyMac.com podcast is a fun look at all the goings-on in the Mac world. We involve the listeners in a show to talk about what's important to them and interview people who do amazing things with their Macs and iOS devices.
A carrot might be nice.
You can contact us via Facebook, Twitter, Skype, as well as email.
I have an urge to climb trees really fast.
Shh! Find us in iTunes by searching under My Mac. You'll find us and a lot of other great shows all under the Stoplight Network.
Hey, I can scratch behind my ears with my foot.
If you promise to be good, I'll change you back.
I don't know. I'm kind of digging the fur.
The MyMac.com podcast. Done by a Brit and apparently, now, a chipmunk.